Hello, and welcome to the QC Total Tech Words and Buzz podcast. This is our first episode. I'm your host, Jason Howell. I am the founder and owner of QC Total Tech, and I have been working in the business for 20 years. I have been the owner and founder of QC Total Tech for 13 years. And a little bit of background on me. I am an online marketer, programmer, graphic designer, and online marketing strategist. I like to say a jack of all trades, but really I like to think of myself more as a master of all trades. So anyway, this first episode, we wanted to kind of touch on something that gets brought up quite often in the industry anymore, and it's something we hear with prospects in talking with them, and that is the question of, are web developers still relevant? Are they still needed? Do you need to fork out the cash to hire a professional web developer? And of course, I'm going to say yes, because that's what I do for a living. However, I have a really good argument for this, so hear me out. The reason that I believe web developers are still relevant is it's important to have a professional, no matter what you're doing. You know, if you're having your taxes done or your bookkeeping done, you hire an accountant. If you have a legal issue with a contract or a lawsuit, you hire a lawyer. If you need a logo created, you're going to call a graphic designer. And the same thing goes with online marketing. If you want your company promoted properly, you're going to hire an online marketing professional such as ourselves. And the reason for that is we bring a lot to the table that you're not going to be able to do on your own. You know, I see our competition nowadays as the DIY projects, the DIY websites, things like Wix, 1&1, GoDaddy, Squarespace, the list goes on and on. There's a whole bunch of different outlets online where you can sign up, get your own website in a day or however long it takes you to put that together. And in no time, according to them, you'll be on the front page of Google. Everybody's going to find you and your business is going to be making money in no time. If only that were the case. You know, the problem with DIY is you kind of have a fool for a client. No offense to anyone out there who is really into developing their own web presence, but there's a lot more to it than just building a website and, you know, clicking a few buttons, throwing up some content you wrote, a few graphics, and calling it a day. Everything on your website has to be designed and written and laid out with the mindset of driving your customer through the sales process. What is that next step? What is it that you want your prospects and your customers alike to know when they hit your website? What is it you want them to accomplish when they're visiting your online web presence? And I'm using those terms interchangeably, but really they're two completely different things. A website is exactly that. It's a website. It's a location on the web. Your own home, you know, Facebook is a website. Twitter is a website. You know, CNN, those are all individual sites. Your web presence is kind of like your own network, your collection of your profiles online working together. Your Facebook page, your Twitter account, your Pinterest, whatever else you have out there along with your website working together. And the reason that this is so important is you have to have a consistent, effective strategy, something that is guiding all of the content that you distribute through your social media networks, through your video, such as YouTube or Vimeo, your website, email blasts, all of those things online that come together that form your online presence need to have an effective, planned out, consistent, guided strategy. If you don't have a strategy behind the information that you're churning out, it's going to look like you don't have a strategy and you're going to end up confusing prospects. And that's the worst thing you can do. Or they stumble across a profile of yours that's maybe out of date. Maybe it's a Twitter page that you guys have forgot about and nobody's updated it in the last year. And you think, oh, well, nobody looks at it anyway. It's not that big of a deal. Well, it is a big deal because somebody out there is looking at it. If you've got followers, if you've posted anything with hashtags, people are coming across that. They may be searching it and not registering as a statistic because they're not a follower. Those are people you're missing out on. And the same thing goes with your Facebook page, your Pinterest account, YouTube, your website. All of those things together make an impact. And everything that you're doing online tells some sort of story to the customer. And you don't want that story to be, we don't care about this information you're looking for. We don't care about these profiles. We're not going to update it. Because if a customer sees you're not updating your online profile, then they're going to wonder what else aren't you being attentive to? What other things is this saying about this business that I can't find accurate information about them? I can't find, these types of topics I'm looking for. Everything's out of date. Everything's inconsistent. This seems like a mess. It's very easy for a prospect to click that back button and visit the next website. And that next website could be your competition. You don't want to lose business to your competition simply because you didn't take the time to update a Twitter page or your Facebook page or your website. And that's where online marketers come into play. If you have a good relationship and a good online marketing partner working with you, driving your business forward, coming up with a strategy and maintaining and evolving that strategy, then your profiles online and your website are going to be continuously up to date. The information is going to be current, it's going to be accurate, and it's going to be relevant. And those are three very different things. You want to make sure the information is current so that it is fresh, so that Google is seeing changes on your website, on your social media profiles, that you're showing up in those search results or those social media search results. You want to make sure that it's accurate. The worst thing a customer can encounter online is inaccurate information or out-of-date information. Having those profiles, everything should be checked on a regular basis to make sure that everything is correct and accurate. You don't want incorrect business hours, incorrect phone numbers, addresses, all of those sorts of things. And this also would include, photos. If you've remodeled your building, if you've got new signage, there's trees have overgrown, trees have been cut down. I mean, all of those little things can have a big impact, and you want to make sure that that is accurate as well. So it's not just text fields, but also the imagery and those kinds of things that go along with it. So it's very important to make sure that there's all those profiles are up to date. And something you may not be aware of is there's a good chance your business is registered or listed in over 60 different online profiles. Now, this mainly applies to brick and mortar businesses. And by brick and mortar, I mean anybody with a physical office that they've registered the address online. So if you're working out of your house or if you're an online-only business, that may not necessarily apply to you, but it's something every business should check into. And yeah, it does take time to check all of those profiles. Like I said, there's over 60 different directories online that you can have a profile in. And that's going beyond just, Facebook, Twitter, Google Places, Apple Maps, those kinds of things. A good online marketing partner will take care of that for you. They'll make sure that all of those profiles and directories are up to date, that they're accurate, and that the information is relevant. And that's the third point that I made here. Like I said, it's current, it's accurate, and it's relevant. And by relevant, I mean that the content is worthy of your prospects and your clients reading. Is it relatable to them? Is it on point to them? If you're a home remodeler, you want to make sure you're putting out information that's convenient and relevant to your customers. Things that are talking about, the types of services that you can offer, the types of products that you can offer, maybe current remodeling trends and home design trends. Your customers are seeking that information. There's no reason you can't be a provider of that. And when you're providing relevant, current, accurate information, your customers and prospects alike are going to be a lot more likely to follow you, and they're going to see you as an authority in your industry. And when they start to latch onto you and see you as an authority, they're going to trust and respect your information. And when they trust and respect your information, they're going to be a lot more likely to make that next purchase from you and call on you when they need those service and product needs. And that kind of a strategy, granted, that's very top level. But that kind of a strategy is what you're aiming for. You want these prospects and clients alike to latch on to that information. You want them consuming this stuff from you. So that way, you know, like I just mentioned, when it is time for them to make a purchase or sign up for a service, they're going to come to you. And you're going to have top of mind awareness, which is a buzz term everybody uses. You're going to have top of mind awareness because you're getting that information out to them, because they're seeing it on a regular basis, whether it's from your email blast or from your social media profiles, all of those things working together. It's going to make it very easy for your customers to access the information they want in the way they want. It used to be you could throw up some ads, get in the phone book, be on a billboard, maybe run some local commercials, and bam, you'd have business. Everybody would line up and they'd call you and you'd be fine. Well, in today's time, it's more than advertising. It's about marketing. And marketing in today's business landscape is creating a relationship with people. The old tactics of just traditional advertising, they don't work anymore. And, you know, you look at the newspaper industry that survived by ads, you know, their readership is down and their ads are down. You know, people aren't advertising like that anymore because it just doesn't make sense. It's not attracting the audiences that they used to attract. Same thing with the phone books. You know, those traditional mediums aren't reaching people anymore. And it's not just about reach, it's about engagement as well. We want to reach these people, but we also want them to engage. Because if they're just glancing and glossing over your information, but they're not interacting with it, they're not clicking on links, they're not favoriting items, they're not sharing the information, then it's not going to go anywhere. And you're never going to get that, you know, coveted viral effect. And that's what you really want. You want the information that you're distributing to take on a life of its own. The information needs to be so compelling that people think, wow, this is really great. I need to share this with my friends and my family and my colleagues, etc., online. And that comes down to the quality of the information you're churning out. And that's where a professional web developer comes in as well, is you may not have time, you may not have the ability to churn out content that's creative, you know, putting out information in a way that's actually genuinely interesting. If you're in the insurance industry, it's very hard for customers to want to consume that information. You know, most people are going to consider that boring. So you have to come up with content that's actually interesting for people to read, something they actually want to get. You know, most people aren't going to want to follow their local insurance agent, sadly enough, on a social media profile. And there are ways to do that, giving them information that's relevant to them, that's meaningful, something they actually want to read. And that's, again, where the professional web developers and online marketers come into play, is businesses like ourselves, our professional firms and agencies can develop the text, develop the graphics, the videos, and put those things together and put them out through the various social media outlets and the website and email blasts to reach your clients and reach your prospects and have them interested in what you're saying. Give them information that they want in the way they want. And it is hard. It is a hard task. It's time consuming. It's mentally challenging. But that's where the professionals come into play. So you take all of those things together, developing the content, putting the content out there, and then working on the various ways so that the channels that you're creating with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Pinterest and Instagram are actually getting seen through hashtags and online advertisements. There's a lot of factors there, and there needs to be a strategy with all that. And that's where professional marketers can create that strategy based on experience, based on solutions that have been tried and true, things that they've gone through the trenches on. They've seen what works, they've seen what doesn't work, and they can bring that experience to you. When you're doing it yourself, you're kind of having to go based on your gut, based on guerrilla marketing, and whatever research you decide to do until 12:30 in the morning every night. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to do that. Those days of staying up late, reading every article under the sun I can read are over for me. I'm enjoying working in my business and on my business now. And at this point, I do a lot of reading, but it's not all I do. There's more to life than just that. And not to get into a philosophical discussion here, but you want to improve your quality of life. And the best way to do that as a business owner is to delegate tasks. And part of that delegation is things like your online marketing, and as well as other services too, of course. But online marketing, having that doled out to somebody outside of your firm is going to give you a fresh set of eyes. It's going to give you a new breath into your business, some fresh life, and an outside experience. We're going to look at your business differently than you would. And we're going to provide you with tips and information from a different perspective, because we're going to see your business a little more like your customers will, where you are working in the business and on the business. You're going to see it a lot more how you see it. And what you want your customers to hear is information in a way that makes sense to them. And what better way to do that than to have somebody outside of your firm looking in and developing that kind of information for them? So, there's so much to consider when going about developing your online marketing strategy, and that's where the professionals come into play. We know what profiles are relevant to you, which ones are going to work, which ones aren't going to work. We know how to test to find out what types of information are accurate and relevant to your customers. What makes sense to them? We have the tools, we have the skills, we have the resources and the people in place to develop the content, to test everything out and create those strategies, and to keep those strategies evolving. So, anyway, I know that's a lot of information. It's probably a lot to digest through. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested in more, we're going to have podcasts coming out every week. You can always hop online and read more on Words and Buzz on our website at www.qctotaltech.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter that we churn out every week. You can also visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at QC Total Tech. And we look forward to hearing from you soon. Please feel free to email us if you have any questions, write us on social media, and happy webbing.